This is Side 2, and we are continuing with 6.3 Memos. Here are some editing features. You can use four keys to play memos. The Yes key will play the current memo that you are setting on, left and right arrow keys, and the Zero key. And the Zero key also works as a pause button. Here's the Zero.
This is memo number 3.
Pause by pressing 0. It releases by pressing it again.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I pressed the 0 and it paused. Here's the 0 again to play.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You can rewind a memo by pressing the star key, lower left hand key in the keypad, or on the keypad that we are using now. It's going backwards. Forwards happens to be the pound key, lower right-hand key of the keypad. And you heard it going forward. So star, rewind, zero play and pause, and the pound key is fast forward. Let me show you how to edit text in a memo. I'm going to press the 0.
This is memo number 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I hit pause. Number 7 is insert and replace. Number 8 on the keypad is delete. And number 9 is on delete. I'm going to press number 8 for delete.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Now, if I do not want to delete what I just heard, I press the number 9 key right away. But I do want to delete, so I'm going to press the Yes key, and it will repeat everything, and then it will show you that the last part of my memo is missing.
Last memo, recorded at 7:34 a.m., Monday, November 22nd, 99.
This is memo number 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And as you can see, the tail end of that memo has been deleted. Let's go one step further and use the insert and replace key. I'm going to press 0.
This is memo number 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now let's stop it a little earlier.
This is memo number 3. Testing.
We'll stop it right there. Now press number 7.
Replace.
I want to replace this. I'm just going to say, hold down the side key and say 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to press the Yes key.
Last memo, recorded at 8:34 a.m., Monday, November 22nd, 99.
This is memo number 3. Testing, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And as you heard, we replaced text. We took out some text and we replaced other text by using the 7 key. Now I'm going to hit the 0 again and stop it at a certain point. And now I'm going to hit the 7 key again.
Insert.
And I'm going to hold down the side key and say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now I'm going to press Yes.
Last memo recorded at 8:34 a.m., Monday, November 22nd, 99.
This is memo number 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And now you can see how easy it is to delete text, replace text, and insert text using these function keys 7, 8, 9, star, 0, and pound. Before leaving the memo section, let's press the menu key, the upper left-hand key around the speaker.
Edit type, long.
The edit type, which is long, means it will include the date and time of each memo. If you press the Yes key, lower left-hand key,
edit type, short.
It puts it into the short mode. I like mine to speak the date and time, so I'm going to turn mine back on by pressing Yes again.
Edit type, long.
The left and right arrow keys will cycle through the different features available here in the menu. Right arrow.
Normal recording.
Normal recording is what we are doing right now and have been doing. You hold down the side key, and as long as you hold it down, it records. You may want to go hands-free, however, to dictate something very long or whatever, and if you press the yes button here,
continuous recording.
Continuous recording means you press the side key once, and as long as you don't touch it again, it will keep recording minute after minute, and then you stop it by pressing it a second time. I'm going to press yes to turn it back on to the normal mode.
Normal recording.
Right arrow.
Delete all memos.
To delete all memos now, I simply press the yes button.
To delete your memo, press yes.
If I hit yes again, it will kill or delete all the memos. I don't care how many I have, it'll delete them all. If I press no, it'll cancel this action, but I'm going to hit yes.
Memory cleaning. Please wait. End of memory cleaning. Please press a key to continue.
And I pressed a key, and now it's ready to begin recording memos again. So it cleans all of the memos out, all of the messages, all of the notes that I've taken. You can go into the menu and arrow over to this, press yes, and delete all memos at one time. Appointments. Now I'm going to press the button to cycle over to appointments.
Phone book, memo, appointment.
I'm going to hold down the side key and say medications.
There is no appointment with
medication.
I'm going to open the door.
Would you like to record an appointment with
medication?
It said that as soon as I open the door. I'm going to press yes. I'm going to add something to this. Daily medications.
Enter the date of the appointment and press yes.
Let's
November 22nd, 99.
If I press yes right now, it will accept this as the current date that I want to use, but I'm going to make up one.
1201200.
Hit yes.
No appointment. Enter the time of the appointment. And press yes.
It said no appointment because there's nothing recorded at that particular date so far. Now I'm going to make up a time.
0900.
I'm going to hit the 0 again.
PM.
But I want AM, so I press the 0 one more time.
AM.
Hit yes.
Would you like a reminder?
Yes.
Choose the reminder period unit.
Now watch what happens when I press the right and left arrow keys. I'm going to use just the right arrow key for this demonstration.
Weeks, months, years, minutes.
You can set this to remind you every minute, right arrow key.
Hour.
Every hour.
Days.
Now I want days, but you can go clear up to every year. So you can plug in people's birth dates and it will remind you once a year. Now I'm going to press yes.
Enter the reminder period length.
This has to do with the length of time between reminders. You would press 1 for every minute if you had pressed yes on a minute or every hour and so on. I'm going to press 1 because I want it to come up every day, once every day at 9 a.m. in the morning.
1.
Hit yes.
Would you like a notification beep?
Yes, I do want a notification beep, so I press yes. Take your daily medications.
Your appointment has been recorded.
Now I'm closing the door, and let's cycle around.
Calculate hiring a controlled phone book memo appointment.
Let's say I have 20 appointments, and I can't remember them all, but I do remember something about medications. So since I've recorded a keyword of medications, I can now hold down the side key and say medications.
Medication.
And I can click it twice.
9 a.m. Friday, December 2000.
Take your daily medications.
And it reminds me of what I have recorded. Now, I would have to wait until that date and time came up for the alarm to sound, and it just beeps at you several times to let you know there's something there. And you can click the side key twice and find out what appointment was at that time or scheduled for that time. I'm not going to be able to demonstrate that right now, but you get the idea. You'll have to experiment with this a little bit because there's more involved. But this is the basic way of recording an appointment. Let me confuse you a little bit further. As I said, you're going to have to experiment with this section of the voice mate because it can become very complicated if you so desire. I want to get back to the appointments. I'm going to open the door. I'm going to press the menu key. Now you can press the yes button and find out what's been scheduled for the week. Now I'm going to press the right arrow key.
Planning.
And it just says planning. Now I'm going to press the yes button.
Enter the date and press yes. Monday, November 22nd, 99.
I could enter a date now and try to find out if I had something scheduled there. But I'm going to hit yes again.
No appointment.
And it says nothing's on that date. I'm going to hit yes. Hitting yes there is the same thing as pressing the side key to see what the current memo is that's on display. I'm going to have to press the menu button now.
Weekly planning.
To re-initiate the menu because when it played that memo, it took me out of the, when it played the memo that I recorded for that appointment, it took me out of the menu. So I re-pressed the menu button. Now here's the right arrow key. I'm going to cycle through different choices.
Planning.
We did the weekly and we did the planning.
Modify the appointment date.
I could change the date here of any given appointment. Right arrow.
Re-record the appointment text.
I could re-record the text associated with that appointment. Right arrow.
Re-record the appointment keyword.
I could put in a new keyword here. Instead of medications, I could change it to something else. Right arrow.
Modify the appointment reminder.
We could change the reminder information here. And you do this, by the way, by pressing the yes button and then following the prompts. Right arrow.
Modify the appointment beep.
I could change the beep here. In fact, let me do that. I'll push yes.
Beep on.
Hit yes again.
Beep off.
See, it just turns it off and on. Right arrow.
Modify the appointment beep.
That's just repeating what we changed there, or attempted to change. Right arrow.
Appointment with keyword.
We can turn the keyword off and on here. If we don't want keywords, we can turn it off here. Right arrow key.
Automatic delete off.
It's turned off now, so it will not automatically delete old appointments, but if I hit yes.
Automatic delete after 1 day.
Hit it again.
Automatic delete after 7 days.
Press yes again.
Automatic delete after 14 days.
One more time.
Automatic delete off.
So you can experiment with that on how often you want your appointments automatically deleted for you. 1 day, 7 days, 14 days, and so on. Or you can turn it off. Right arrow key.
Weekly planning.
And we are back to the weekly planning. So go into the appointments, press the menu key, and arrow through these different choices to get a feel for how you can modify and make changes to your appointments. Six point five, the calculator. I'm going to briefly demonstrate this because this is something you can work on your own time, but I'm going to press the function key on the front panel next to the microphone to the left of the microphone again.
Phone book, memo, appointment, clock, calculator.
And now I'm on the calculator so I can open the door. The keys around the speaker now become upper left-hand corner percent. Upper right-hand corner
clear.
Is the clear key. Lower right-hand corner
minus.
Lower left-hand
plus.
Is plus, and then again the percent key in the upper left-hand corner.
Clear.
I'm going to press clear to make sure we're ready to go. Let's do 2 plus 2.
2.
Lower left-hand key or the yes key.
Plus.
2. And the pound key at the bottom right-hand corner is the equal.
Equal 4.
The decimal point, by the way, is the star. Let me do one of those.
2 plus 2.9.
pound for equals?
Equals 4.9.
And it's just that simple. It's just a standard calculator. Now, I'm going to press the percent key.
Percent.
Now press the right arrow key.
Memory set.
This has the ability to memorize a calculation and be recalled. And you can experiment with this on your own. Press the right arrow key and you will hear
memory recall.
And that's how you recall the previous transaction that you put into memory. Right arrow.
French franc.
Right arrow.
Convert from currency to euro.
Right arrow.
Convert from euro to currency.
Right arrow.
2 digits after comma.
Right arrow.
Percent.
And we are back to the percent. By the way, I failed to mention that you can use the right and left arrow keys to multiply and divide. So you can experiment with these different features in the calculator. Six, dialing assistant. I'm going to tab over using the front panel button to the left of the microphone.
Phone book, memo, appointment clock, calculate, dialing assistant.
Open the door and it will prompt you.
To change the prefix, press 1. For the international dialing mode, press 2.
Now I don't need to take time to demonstrate this, but if you
to
press
change the prefix,
if you press,
press
1. Oh, I got to shut
for
the door.
International dialing mode.
It keeps prompting me to do something if I don't. If you press 1, you can put in a prefix that will pre-dial before your telephone numbers in your phone book. Likewise, the same is true if you press number 2 for the overseas dialing code. You can enter that and it will pre-dial this before any of your phone numbers. And this is handy when you're traveling. So if you need to, you can experiment with this dialing assistant. Checking available memory. Boy, is this easy. Pull out your voice mate, use the front panel function button to tab over to the
phone book, memo, appointment, clock, calculator, dialing assist, control panel.
Control panel. And then using the side switch that we have been using to record with, click it twice.
98% of free memory.
That's how simple it is to find out how much memory is left and available to you in your voice mate. The encode mode. Please listen carefully to this entire section before attempting it on your own. If you make a mistake, you'll be sorry because there's nothing you can do to fix the problem if you forget your PIN number or personal identification number with which you have chosen to program your VoiceMate. So please listen very carefully. This is a very powerful and useful feature in the VoiceMate, but it can create problems. You can't solve the problem by pulling the batteries out or by even dumping all of the memory. There is a tiny hole in the back of the VoiceMate up near the top in which you can insert a small object like a stylus or an ink pen or something that has a point on it, and that little hole will dump most of the memory, but it does not dump your PIN number. So please, again, listen carefully. I'm taking out my VoiceMate.
Phone book, memo, appointment, clock, calculator, dialing assist, control panel.
I moved over to the control panel. I open the door now. Press the menu key. Right arrow over to the encode mode.
Normal help. Accessibility mode on. Sound 1. Shut down after 30 seconds. Encode mode off.
Now, we're right where we need to be, so I'm going to press yes, the lower left-hand key around the speaker.
Enter the new code and press yes.
And this is what you will hear as well when you first do this. So I'm going to enter a number, and it doesn't repeat the numbers for safety purposes. It just beeps if you have your sounds turned on. Then I press yes.
Encode mode on.
Now I close the door, And since I have my voice mate set for 30 seconds, that's how long I have to wait before it goes to sleep, because the encode mode doesn't begin to work until it has gone to sleep, and then when you try to turn it back on is when the PIN number is activated. So for me, it's 30 seconds. If you have yours set for a minute, it'll take that long. You have to let it go to sleep that long. For me, it's 30 seconds, but for you on the tape, it'll be about a second. My voice mate has gone to sleep. I'm taking it out of my pocket. Now I'm going to press the button to the left of the microphone to try to get to the phone book. Listen to what it says.
Enter your PIN code and press yes.
So I open the door. I enter my 4 digits. And I press yes. Now all of the features are available to me. The phone book, everything is available. You cannot get past this point. You cannot get past the phone book into any other section until you enter your PIN number. And if you enter the wrong one or have forgotten it, don't call me or the company or anybody else or some dealer that you purchased the voicemate from, because they won't know what it is either. Make good and sure you get it right the first time. Now, if you want to turn it off, of course, when you get everything turned back on, you can move over to the control panel, open the door, press menu, and arrow over to encode mode and press yes, and you can toggle off and on this feature. It is, as I said, a very powerful feature, but you can get in trouble with it if you are not careful. But it comes in handy because now you can use your phone book to record different data, such as credit card numbers, expiration dates, and so on, and it can all be stored in there, but it can be locked, and only you have access to it. Tips and suggestions. Since we were just talking about the encode mode, I might recommend that you go ahead and pick out a number that you'll have no trouble remembering, like your birth date or something that is common to you and that you can remember quite easily. Go ahead and enter it, but then turn it off right there in the menu. The reason I say that is because if you don't, every single time the voicemate goes to sleep and you pick it up to use it, it's going to ask you for that PIN number. And if you're using it around the house and not worried about people hearing what you're entering and what you're recalling and recording, etc., then I would just leave it off. But if you're going to go on a trip or go out, then you can just go to the control panel, hit menu, arrow over to encode, and press yes to turn it on, and then it will be protected. Otherwise, you're going to be prompted all the time to enter your PIN number. It's also a little bit easier to use that way, as I said, when you're operating at home or in your office or someplace that you don't care whether people hear you or not. But once you get out, you might want to use your PIN number so that no one but you can actually access the information. Then, too, voice recognition is state-of-the-art. It takes some getting used to. Once you get 100 people's names in your voicemate, or 50, or even 20, you may discover that when you speak into it to retrieve that person's information, you know, their phone numbers, address, and so on, you may find that the voicemate doesn't always recognize how you speak. Maybe you just got up, or maybe it's late at night, or maybe you said Phil Scoville and dropped the last syllable on my name, but now when you're speaking it, you're saying Phil Scoville, and the voicemate's saying, who in the world is Phil Scoville? And it's matching wrong names. One way you can get around this, of course, is to open the door and arrow through until you find the one that you want. The other way of doing it is simply repeating the person's name over and over again until you get it, or until the voicemate calls up the correct one. Once you get used to recording into the voicemate, and once you get used to speaking and using voice recognition software, you will discover that you can use it quite easily. You can get dozens and dozens of names in there, and it will match every time. But don't get discouraged if it doesn't work right the first time, because many people are not used to speaking in such a way that the voice recognition software can make perfect matches. If you say Phil Scovel and it doesn't match, then change the sound of your voice a little bit and say Phil Scovel with a rise on the end of the last syllable. You'll be amazed how many times the voice mate will suddenly figure out who you are looking for. I do this myself over and over again. I just want you to be aware that voice recognition is state-of-the-art technology. It's not perfect, and you don't talk the same way every single time you speak into the unit. So it's going to take some practice getting used to the voice recognition software. Once you do, it works extremely well. Technical support. Now you can contact Parrot VoiceMate in France in several ways. You can write them directly, and their address is Parrot VoiceMate 28, and now this is two words, Rue Mazelet. I'm sure it's not pronounced that way in French, but this is what it is in English. 28 RUE, next word is MESLAY. Next line is 75003 Paris, France. Their fax number in France is, if you're calling from the United States, that is 011-331-488-7834. You can write to them via email, send it to info@say-parrot.com. That is info@say-parrot.com. They have a website which is voice-assistant.com. Don't forget that hyphen. If you do, you're going to get somebody else's website that has nothing to do with the Parrot VoiceMate. voice-assistant.com, and that's their website. There is also a mailing list on the internet called the Parrot Mailing List. You can subscribe by either writing to their info@say-parrot.com address and requesting that they put you on, or the easiest way is to send a blank email message, nothing in the subject, nothing in the body. Just address an email message to parrot-subscribe. That's P-A-R-R-O-T hyphen and then the word subscribe at onelist, O-N-E-L-I-S-T .com. And you'll get a message back requesting if you want to join the Parrot mailing list. There's several dozen people on there that use the Parrot Plus, which is the older version of the VoiceMate, and now new people using the VoiceMate, and they can answer many of your questions there on the internet. Contact information. My toll-free number is 1-888-936-0001. My fax number 303-936-1841. My local Denver, Colorado number is 303-934-7493. My website address is redwhiteandblue.org. That's redwhiteandblue.org. And my email address is phil@redwhiteandblue.org. My mailing address is TMT Direct, Phil, P-H-I-L, Scovel, S-C-O-V, as in Victor, E-L-L, 840 South Sheridan Boulevard. Sheridan is spelled S-H-E-R-I-D-A-N. Denver, Colorado, 80226. Good luck in using your VoiceMate.